It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Such a beautiful song coming there from Omega Kuno, Change My Heart. And he is able to do that. He's the only one who's able to do that. He's the God of hearts. Even when it comes to choosing us for certain ministries in our lives, when he's sending us out, he starts with our hearts. He checks first our hearts. And so he's able to do that. And you can ask him to do that. Some of us are hurting, carrying hurt throughout. And you can say, Lord, change my heart. Some of us are carrying bitterness, anger. But you can go to him and say, Lord, help me. Change my heart. Such a beautiful one there from Omega Kuno. The time 17 minutes just after one. I'm now joined by my queen, Pastor Anna Motlana. My queen, how are you?
I am blessed. And how are you?
We are like this. We are like this. Oh, that's us. We are like that.
No, we bless the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, let me greet Murphy Joanne McGuire and also greet Frank Yagurovs, my family. Hello, hello. Thank you so much for joining us. You are challenging us today. You say, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're taking us to the book of Romans 12:2. The world has got so many systems. The world is so filled with so much. I'm wondering, I always wonder, we're talking systems, Murut, and I always wonder when it comes to our social media platforms, if it's that, if that is one of the systems of the world, because so many of us are locked there. It's very hard to come out. You're stuck there. You don't even see your partner. You don't even see your children. All you see is the social media and everybody that's there. We have become unsocialized to those that are close to us, but so social to those that are far that we do not know, that we haven't even met. And our families are running short of our attention and love. And I'm asking myself, isn't that part of the world's systems as well? And I'm like, Lord, help us. So you are challenging us to remind us who we are.
Yes, Sis Bonile, we need the Lord to change us and to change our perspective and to remember who we are, because there's a lot that the world has to offer. But we need to always remind ourselves, we are not only people, we are not just ordinary human beings, but we are children of God. And sometimes, maybe it's social media as well, Sis Bongile, but it's entirely upon us to be able to control what we are learning and what we are taking from the social media platforms.
Right.
Just because we have access, it doesn't mean that we should be now receiving from the world everything that is out there. So may the Lord help us.
So may the Lord help us. We shouldn't be receiving. Take us through today's lesson, Muruti.
Okay, today we are looking at Romans 12, verse number 2, as you have already said. And if I have to give my message today, a topic, Sis Bongile, I will say, let God transform you. Because it's important that we allow God to transform us, especially in this time that we are living in. We need to get a new perspective on life and think differently in order to make our lives more meaningful as children of God. We should not be fooled, Sis Bongile, by the world and just fall for everything that is presented to us. So my message is, let God transform you inwardly. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way we think. And the only way for God to change the way we think is through his word. But let's read the word of God first, Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. Mm. It reads as follows: Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Amen. Sisibongile, we are living in the days, unfortunately, where the church is increasingly resembling the world. The influence of the world seems to be more prominent in the lives of Christians than the influence of Christ. So the pressure from the world often leads us to compromise our standards of living as children of God. And we end up giving in into that pressure. And hence, when I started, I said, may the Lord help us, because we need to see more of Christ in us more than we see the world in us.
Yeah.
So 1 Peter 1, verse number 16, it encourages us, Sisibongile, that we must not conform to the standards of the world. 1 Peter 1, verse number 16, it talks about where God was saying, be holy because I am holy. Yeah. Sometimes we forget that we are the children of God. We are not of this world. Yes, we live in the world, but we need to choose. We need to know what is expected of us in the world that we are living in, and not just go with the flow because we are the children of God. So Romans 12, verse number 12, instructs us, Sisibongile, not to conform to the standards of the world. Conform means do not agree. It means do not follow or adjust to the ways of the world. Mm. In other words, Romans 12, verse number 2, it says to us, refuse to be like a world.
Yeah.
So instead of becoming more like a world and trying to fit into this world, we need to remember that now we are called to stand out and demonstrate to others the beauty of Christianity, the beauty of becoming children of God. Sisibongile, we are called or created to shine our light in the world.
Mm.
And to be different, not to blend in with everyone else. So we need to be mindful that while we live in this world, we are not meant to be like the world or imitate the world's behavior. Rather, we are called to imitate Christ, and we should strive to become more like Christ, rather than becoming more like the world. And the times that we are living in, we are seeing more of the world in the church and in the children of God. But things need to be different. 1 Peter 2, verse 21 states that, for God called you to do good, even if it means suffering. Just as Christ suffered for you, He is your example, and you must follow in His steps. So Christ is our example as children of God, and we must follow Christ's example, not the world's example.
Mm.
We shouldn't live like the world. So Romans 12:2 is trying to squeeze, taking us back, reminding us who we are. So as believers, we must not conform to the patterns of the world. We must not conform to the thinking. In other words, we must not think like the world, reason like the world, do things like the world. So Romans 12:2, we are encouraged instead, to transform. Where is my Romans 12? It says, okay. It says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. So we are encouraged to be transformed, to change, because transformation, when we talk about transformation of the mind, it simply means letting the word of God to change you, or to alter your mind, or to alter the way that you are thinking. It means we need to alter how we think, how we view things, how we speak, how we reason, how we behave. If you will remember Ephesians 1, verse number 8, nalapho we are encouraged to see with the eyes of our hearts, meaning that we must see things from God's perspective, from God's point of view, not from the world's perspective. So we need transformation, Sisibongile. We need transformation to occur, especially in the days that we are living in, so that the singer be people of God who are lost in the world. So we need to stop conforming, to stop agreeing to the patterns, to the standards, to the habits, to the ways, to the methods, to the values of this world. But instead, we need to allow ourselves to be more and more like Christ, more and more like God.
Eish, I see Chris defirming, hello to you, saying we are to live like Christ-like. We must not conform to the desires of the world or the flesh. And I find that most of the times the flesh is the one that drives us. The flesh is the one that drives us. The desires, or I don't know. I don't know what to call them. Your eyes, what you see with your eyes. The flesh says, I want it. I want it. Me, 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 me. And then you give to the flesh. We give to the flesh. Even with how the world does things, we give to the flesh. How do we defeat the flesh? How do we defeat that self part of us? Because until we defeat self, I don't see us conquering the world. I don't see us being transformed and renewed as well, because we are still dealing with this the flesh. How do we, because we need to conquer that. How do we do that?
We need to conquer the flesh, Sibongile. We really need to conquer the flesh and maybe come to a point of knowing as well how we deal and how we discipline our flesh and not allow the flesh to be controlling us more than we allow the spirit to control us, because we need to allow the Spirit of God to control us more than we allow the flesh. And for us to be able to conquer the flesh, we need to surrender our lives wholeheartedly to Christ. Singabi abazalwane who are living a double standard type of a life. One minute you are in Christ, the other minute you are in the world, or you are in the world. So we need to wholeheartedly give our life to Christ. We need to totally surrender. When we say we are children of God, we need to totally surrender our all, our flesh. And we have to understand, again, if as much as we can be born again, the flesh will never be born again. So that's why we need to find ways, measures, how can we discipline the flesh? And prayer and fasting is one of the things that I can mention today that one can try. If you are controlled more by flesh, you need to give yourself time. Discipline the flesh. And how you discipline the flesh is by spending more time with God. Because prayer and fasting, it simply means take time, withdraw yourself from the world, disconnect from the world, disconnect from everything that you have connected yourself to, and reconnect with God. So when you reconnect with God, there is no way where the flesh will want to rule you or to control you.
All right. I see Chris is back also saying, only by faith through God, I walked that path, and through a humble experience, I received through God. Wow, thank you so much, Chris, for sharing that. There's also something that Pastor Rocky shared earlier on, the program that came just before Heart to Heart on Skriftdierlik, and he was sharing about an experience that he had some time back in the old church that he used to go to, where somebody did something that was wrong and needed to be disciplined by the church, the godly way, the scriptural way. But this was said to him when he was asking about that. It was said to him that the church doesn't get involved because these are domestic issues, personal issues. Let me put it the correct way. He said personal issues, so they don't get involved. But yet when you check the word has got something to say about that. So it was a husband who had made somebody pregnant in the church. He had extramarital affairs. And so as I was listening to that, I realized that not only is it personal, even within the body of Christ, there are some of the things that we are diluting from the word. We don't take the word as is. And then there are some of the things that I've heard so many saying that, see, with the millennials, you got to treat them this way. With the Gen Zs, Pella, times are different. when it comes to us not conforming, yes, it should be personal, but also within the body of Christ, is there a place where we can say, no, man, we are living in the 2000s, so we can't expect us to still continue doing the things, the way that in the 80s were done, in the 90s were done, when we come to the Word of God? Is there something like that?
No, there's nothing like that. That's when we are compromising. That's when we are conforming. Remember, I said when the Word of God says do not conform, it simply means do not agree with how the world does things. So immediately we shift away from what the Word of God says or what the Word of God requires from us, then we are compromising. Anything that we do which is not of the Word of God, we are compromising, we are conforming now to the standards of the world. In other words, we want to say we are Christian, yet we are living or we are governed by imitate of the world rather than the Word of God. So as children of God, we don't have a choice whether we want to live in accordance to the Word of God or not. We need to strive, Tina, because sometimes it's hard, I understand that, but we need to strive to live according to how God wants us to live as it is written in the Word, whether it's convenient for us or it's not convenient, but we need to strive to living according to the expectations, because it's not about us, but it's about pleasing God. Everything that we do, it must please God and it must give God the glory.
All righty then, let's take a break. We are coming back with you, Muruti. Hey, hey, hey. May the Lord forgive us for all the times that we have not honored, the times that we did our own things, the times that we followed the world. We did the world's way. Maria Smith says, amen. Oh, my. Amen. So there's no way where we can say times are different. It's the Word of God. It remains and we keep it as is. We're coming back.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The word for today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Plug in. Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Give you the sounds of Pascal Yav and the song Settle Down My Soul. Talking to our souls, we like David to say, hey, my soul, settle down, and be ye not conformed to the patterns of the world. Talking to my soul, talking to my emotions, my mind, and everything that is or can be attracted to the world and the standards of the world. We are talking to Pastor Anna Motlana this afternoon, and we are saying, do not be conformed to the patterns of the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Romans 12, verse 2, this is where we were at. So we gave you the sounds of Pascal Yav, Settle Down My Soul. And Muruti, the King James one, isn't it? The King James and the New King. I'm busy. Be ye. That's me. Ntate Musiyami Tlalam, hello to you. I'll come back to you. Let me take a family member on the line and then come to you. Ntate Musiyami Tlalang, I see you have a question or you have a comment there. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Siyaphila babunkosi, welcome.
Amen. Mfundisi wami kunjani lapho kudala ngasigcina?
Babunkosi, siyaphila emseni. We miss you so much, Nati.
Amen. Sisibongile.
Yes, sir.
Uzokhuluma nge-subject ebaluleke kakhulu.
Yeah.
Not to conform to the world. And uyibeke kahle wakhuluma nangama-social media. Sisibongile, uSathane ufuna ingqondo yethu. Njengoba noNkulunkulu afuna ingqondo yethu. Kungako izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi protect your mind with all diligence, because in your mind there are issues of life. Uma ungeke uyiprotect ingqondo yakho ukuthi uSathane angayitholi, uzophila impilo enegative.
So when the Bible talks about the heart, that we ought to protect our hearts because out of it are issues of life. So our heart in the spiritual or in our journey with life, with Christ Baba, it means it's ilengqondo.
Zonke izinto ziqala engqondweni.
Okay.
Ziya ku spirit. Kungako uma ungaprotectanga ingqondo angeke ukhone ukuprotect inhliziyo. Ngobe uNkulunkulu unobudlelwane nenhliziyo.
All right.
Uma ubheka lapha ezwini likaNkulunkulu lapha ku Romans I think it's 10 verse 17. Or imangasi 5 la lithi khona faith is a substance. It comes by hearing. It comes by hearing and hearing
the word of God.
Lingene endlebeni liyapi liyengqondweni. Uma lisuke engqondweni liyenhlizweni. NoSathane naye ufaka elakhe alise engqondweni. Uma lisuke engqondweni liyapi liyenhlizweni, then so yacala ukuphila le mpilo.
Bese liyazala.
Yebo, ibese liyazala ngobe wena awuprotectanga ingqondo yakho.
Okay.
USathane.
All right.
Ngoba uSathane naye ufuna ingqondo, angathola ingqondo yakho, then uzowenza lokho okufunwa uye.
Yeah.
NoNkulunkulu ufuna ingqondo yakho. Angeke sikhone ukutransforma as long as sisazi expose ey'ntweni zikaSathane. Ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi a bad character corrupt a good character.
Right.
But Umas is exposure, this is exposure, at least it is wrong, like my social media. It's on my TV. Una mapopai, tine kabanguta, mapopai. Abukelo abantu abethu babe exposed eyintweni ezirong.
And that's why you need to check what they are watching.
Yebo. Manje kufuneka siprotect ingqondo zethu ukuze sikhone ukuthi sikonforme.
Ukuze
sikhone ukuthi sitransforme.
All righty then.
As protect ingqondo zethu. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much.
Ngibonga mfundisi wami.
Babunkos is taking us to the book of Romans 10:17 that faith comes from what is heard. I'm not quite sure. This is the Bible Harp version that says faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes from the preached word of Christ. And he says the enemy uses the same strategy. So wherever that you expose yourself to hear, and whatever you expose your mind to, it will give birth to that. And he says we ought to also be careful of what our children are watching. Sometimes we leave the children to watch the cartoons and we're like, no, they're just watching cartoons and they're innocent. You got to know what they're watching, because you're exposing their mind to certain things. Be sure of what your children are watching, because at the end of the day, you'll be surprised by what they were watching. And so I agree, Babunkosi, even with music, I agree. I agree even with the kind of friends they have, what they are talking about, what they listen to. It's very important, even us as adults. So thank you so much. There's something I also wanted to ask that I seen that Temusia Mitlalang is asking, because we are living in this world where there's everything, and it makes life easy. It's not that it's negative all the way. It makes life easy. But now, he says, Dumelang family, what about the idea of striving for equilibrium? People are saying, okay, that's where I differ. I'm not asking that. I don't want equilibrium. But he's asking about striving for equilibrium. People are saying lack of balance may cause one to either become disconnected from essential material needs or neglect growth and purpose. So I kind of differ with him, but what do we say to Musiami there? So I guess my question is totally different, or almost different.
Can you repeat the question again, Sisbongile?
What about the idea of striving for equilibrium? People are saying lack of balance may cause one to either become disconnected from essential material needs or neglect growth and purpose.
Okay, I think it's important for us to be mindful of what we are spending most of our time on. Like, for an example, Ubabungos is talking about the cartoons abantwana that are watching. And for us who are grown ups, it might not be necessarily the cartoons, but it might be spending more time on social media, on other things as well, where we don't actually spending most of our time on reading of the word, on praying, on seeking the face of the Lord, which causes us to be imbalanced, because we shouldn't be balanced. We shouldn't be 50-50 when it comes to the things of God and the things of the world. The things of the Lord in our lives must carry more weight. The things of the Spirit must carry more weight, and we must spend more time feeding the Spirit more than feeding the flesh, because we don't want to come to a point where, as Christians, we are feeding more of our flesh more than we are feeding the our spirit. And I think we should be mindful of that. We need to spend more time in the things of the Lord, not on other things.
All right. Yeah, that's where I differed with the equilibrium.
Because 50-50, it won't work for us as children of God. We can't feed the flesh 50 and then feed the spirit 50. In fact, the spirit must be 100%. I think I was teaching about this Sunday at
okay.
church, to say, when we talk, I made an example of saying, when a couple separates and then we figure that let us catch go to the other one, the one's a custody, yomtana. And then the other one asked me, I want a full custody. And I said, God wants a full custody of us all the time. Mm. So I'm trying to say, when it comes to the things of the Lord, we shouldn't leave room for the world.
All right. That is where I differed with Ntate Mosiam. I guess my question is, how do we then get to a point where we can use all these things, utilize them for the good, and also, but not be conformed. Even with the systems of this world, how do we separate the something that if it happens once and the brain loves it, and the brain says, do it again. It's like drugs with some of the things. But now in terms of even doing the things, I get that if we are not spending time in the Word, then we even get to a point where we don't know what is God's will. We get to a point where we don't know what's God's will. But now if we do know what God's will is, and we want to do right. We don't want 50-50. I'm sorry that they must say, I'm there, I differ with you. I don't want 50. I want God more. So how do we make sure? How do we do that? That we shut out the world, yet still using these things, but not getting conformed to them?
Yes. Here are the ways to formulate that we can try, for my family to try, in terms of like transforming your mind and separating yourself from the world while you are living in the world, because that is a challenge. But here are the simple things that we can try. Number one, it's prayer, Sis Bongile. Prayer helps us to separate ourselves, and not just saying, we know everyone prays every day, but you need to be intentional about it. You need to set a time and appointment with the Holy Spirit each and every day. Know that this is your time for prayer, so that in that particular time that you have said, it's not, you know that it's your time with God. It's not time for any other thing. And maulogu ujwayela that every day at this particular hour, I am in prayer. You end up getting used to spending more time with God. Number two is spending time in reading of the Word. We shouldn't just read the Word Sunday when the pastor say, today we are reading Romans chapter 12, verse number 2. That's when you get an opportunity to open your Bible. You must read the Word even during the course of the week, in your busy schedule, while at work or at school or wherever, whatever that you may find yourself busy with, find time to read the Word. And like I said, we need to be intentional about this. If it means that every day you make an appointment with the Holy Spirit, that mina every day at 9 o'clock on my tea breaks, I read the Word. You do that because we need to spend more time with God, because that is the only way that Ezosusa in the world, which is going to help us not to conform, not to agree with everything that is out there. Number three, when we are empty, when we do not know what is required from us, when we don't know what the will of God is, we don't know what the Word of God is, it's easy for us to fall to the lies which are out there. So number three, we need to find a way of replacing the lies with the truth, and the truth is the Word of God. Sometimes we will hear others around, but the devil is a liar. And I even said it, when you say he is a liar, what is it that what you can say you are lying? Because when you say you are a liar, then you need to tell me your truth. What is your truth as a child of God? So we need to replace the lies that we have learned from the world, or the lies that the enemy is feeding us, with God's Word. So spend more time in the Word of God, reading the Word of God. And the more we spend more time with God, we won't have time, honestly speaking, to entertain everything that is happening in the world that we are living in.
Wow, Maruti, thank you so much for ministering to family. Mosiam Itlalang comes back. Indeed, where our hearts are, treasures will be. So where our hearts are, there our treasures will be. And that is that scripture. Thank you so much, Ntate Musia Mitlalang. And he's laughing at me because I was like, no, I disagree with you. And he says, I also don't agree with balancing.
You are challenging us.
We can do all things through Christ. Maris Meet, May Queening, and I acknowledge you and I see you. Royal Koli saying, yo, it's true. We need to protect our minds because that's where we entertain everything. We need to be careful. And Alita, or Alita Bello, in Zimbabwe. Hi Zimbabwe, how are you? Saying shalom Bahle, thank you for the topic. You know, I was arguing with someone about betting this person, betting. This person was saying it's not a sin, nothing is wrong with it. Thank you, because I'm now clear about that. Hey, what more for Alita, wait. May the Lord continue using your radio pulpit, Anonymous. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see the Anonymous part. I'm sorry. I didn't see the Anonymous part earlier on. Muruti, want to say something as we are closing?
Yes, Sifongile, may the Lord help us to imitate Jesus Christ and to find ourselves in Christ, not to lose our identity in this world that is constantly changing. And we cannot stop the world from changing, from advancing, but we need to keep ourselves in Christ Jesus and copy his way of doing things, copy his behavior, live and speak like Christ and not like the world. May the Lord help us that when people meet us, may they meet him through us, not to meet us, but let them meet God through us always, and let us make sure that we represent Christ wherever we are and wherever we go.
I'm going to ask you to just pray for the body of Christ in this regard. And there was a request there of prayer. There's nothing like the family said. They just, all they said is they need prayer. Like, there's not much they said. That's what I want to say. They just requested that we pray for them. I just want to get to the name again, so that I can give you the name of the person. Where is it? It's Esther Manka. If we can just pray for Esther, who just says, I need prayer today. Please pray for me today.
Esther Manka.
Yes, Esther Manka. And then, okay. Yes, family, you can talk to Muruti Anamwantlana. She is available on social media platforms. She is Kingdom Seekers on social media platforms. She is also Wise Women in Prayer Group on Facebook as well. 071-324-8584. That's the number that you can dial or send a WhatsApp to if you'd like to talk to her. 071-324-8584, Kingdom Seekers, or Wise Women in Prayer Group on Facebook. My Queen, can we just pray for the body of Christ in this regard?
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come before your holy throne of grace. Lord God Almighty, we need you now more than ever. We are praying in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you will help us, mighty God, to allow the Holy Spirit to change us, to allow the Word of God to change us in the name of Jesus Christ. We need your help. We need your divine intervention in the name of Jesus. Help us, mighty God, to disconnect ourselves, O God, to everything that is happening in this world. Help us to make time to be intentional about spending time with you. Holy Spirit, we cannot make it without you. In fact, we are lost because we are not spending more time with you, Holy Spirit. We are not following your leadership and your guidance. Help us as the body of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we will follow your leadership, that we will follow in the name of Jesus Christ your guidance. Guide us, lead us, oh God. We need change. We need restoration. My God, we need transformation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for our sister right now, Esther Manga. You know what she is going through. You know, my God, her challenges. You know her struggles. You know her pain. We pray, firstly, that you will heal her pain. My God, I pray that you will touch her soul. You will touch her mind. You will heal her. You will bring her peace. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are also praying for a turnaround season in her life, oh God. What was meant for harm, what was meant for hurt, oh God, we pray for a turnaround time in her life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are praying, mighty God, in Jesus' mighty name, for complete healing over her life. You know what she needs right now, and we are asking of you, mighty God, in Jesus' mighty name, that you will come through for her and you will intervene in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for her breakthrough. We receive it in Jesus' mighty name. We bless your holy name, Father. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Muruti. May the Lord keep keeping you. We love you. We'll be connecting with you very soon again.
Amen. We can't wait for that. Have a blessed one.
You too, Muruti. Bye-bye. And we acknowledge you, says Grace Maoka. I see you, and may God awesomely bless you. We are going to the 2 o'clock news bulletin.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.